Today's mitzvah is mitzvah 293, Reish Tzadik Gimel. If you're keeping track, this is almost halfway in Parshas Emor. This is the 31st mitzvah in Emor out of 63. Today's mitzvah is the Isser and the mitzvah of Mechusar Zman. Mechusar Zman, the Torah tells us in Perachav Bey is now a new section, Pasach Havav. Vaydav Hashem Moshe Leimar, this is the laning for Yantif. Shar Ochesav O'ez Ki Yivaleid, if an animal has a baby, V'hayah Shivas Yamim Tachas Yimah, the animal should be with its mother for 7 days. Umiyom hashmini vahala, and from day 8 and onward, yeratzeh lekarbani shel Hashem. Then it'll be merutzeh, and you're able to bring it as a karban. This is the mitzvah of mechusar zman, that a karban is not able to be brought until it is 8 days old. Before that, it is called mechusar zman. It is maybe a type of mum, and that is why it comes on the heels of all the halachas and mitzvahs related to mumin. But this is the halacha. Says the Chinuch, mitzvah sakarban shiye mishmona yamim ulamala, shiye kol karban shenakram ena behema, biben shmona shiyamim ulamala, any animal, behema, that we bring as a karban. Doesn't say chaya, because there are no chayas that are karbanis. Doesn't say birds, because birds have their own rules, as we'll see soon. But behema, any karban that we bring from a behema, biben shmonas yamim vamala, should be from 8 days. Lopachos bizeh, not younger. Vizosi mitzvahs mechuzes man begufo. This is mechuzes man begufo. There's mechuzes man not begufo, which is, for example, the Mishnayos say, if a person has to bring a karban, but they can't bring it until the next day, let's say a zava or a mitzora, so that might be a mechuzes man shalom begufo shal karban. This is mechuzes man begufo of the karban. Va'mikra hamatzireinu bazeh, hu shekatuv ar pasek shor ochesav o'ez ki yivaleid, va'yashivas yamim tachas imo, u'miyamashmini v'hala yiratzeh, v'divrei ha-Torah no tricone heim. And the words of the Torah, says the chinuch, are written in short. Va'umore ha-katuv, shekodem lachin lo yiratzeh a karban. It says from day 8 you should bring a karban, mashma. Before day 8, it is not brought as a karban. V'zev chayotze bo yikaru. Yikaru zechonu levracha, lav haba michlal aseh aseh. This is called a lav haba michlal aseh, meaning the formulation in the Torah is aseh. Bring it from day 8, but we learn out from there that you're not allowed to bring it before day 8. But because it's not explicit, lefichach ein lokan alav. You're not going to get malchus for this, because malchus is only where there's an explicit hishomer, pen, al, or lo. Here you don't. Here it's learned out implicitly. Lav haba michlal aseh, and therefore there's not going to be malchus. Kmo shebiru zecharim lavracha b'chulin, like it says in chulin on daf pei, hanach lemechusar zman, shakasev nitko la'aseh. Leave mechusar zman alone, you're not going to get malchus for it, because it's formulated as an aseh. The Ravid even takes this as far as to say it shouldn't even be a mitzvah. If you look at the Minyan HaKatzar, the beginning of Mishnah Torah, where the Ramban, whenever you want to look at the Ramban's Hasagos on the Sefer HaMitzvahs, you look in the big Sefer HaMitzvahs. If you want to know the Ravid's Hasagos, the Ravid doesn't comment on the big Sefer HaMitzvahs, but the Ravid comments on the Minyan HaKatzar right before Mishnah Torah. So there, in Mitzvah Samach, where the Rambam counts, Liyos kol karbanos behema, miyom mashmini vahala, mitzvahs aseh, the Ravid there argues, he says, no, ein lazetam, v'ulai mishum lav haba mechlal aseh aseh. Maybe he must have done this because it's a lav haba mechlal aseh is an aseh, but I don't think it should be counted. The Kesef Mishnah there says, yes, the Rambam sometimes thinks, even if you have a lav haba mechlal aseh, it's going to be counted. The question is, how and why? Why is it counted? Right? Isn't the Ravid right? In other cases, the Rambam himself agrees that if something is just a lav haba mechlal aseh, it's not counted as a separate aseh. Maybe the issue is the one that the Minchas Chinuch quotes in Os Aleph, which is really a discussion of the Mishnah Lamelech. The Mishnah Lamelech in Hilchas Yisurei Mizbeach, Perek Gimel Halacha Ches. That's the halacha that the Rambam has on Mechusar Zman. Mitzvahs aseh lahakrav kol hakarbanos miyom hashmini vahala. Shemar v'haya shivas yamim tachas imo miyom hashmini vahala. V'kol shivas yamim hu nikra Mechusar Zman. V'af al pi she Mechusar Zman. And even though it's Mechusar Zman, says the Rambam, Vafa Bisha Mechusar Zman Pasol, Im Arve Ve'ekrivo Ein Aloke, Mebneshu Lava Ba Mechlal Aseh, V'lo Nero Seh Akarban, it won't be Merutze. Ask the Mishnah Lamelech, the following suffix, Va'ani Mistapik, and this goes to the root of this mitzvah, Va'ani Mistapik B'din Zeh, Hechi Diadina and the Kololo Chadash of Levlad, what if you know that this is a full term? It's a full-term animal. You know it's what's called kololo chadasha. He's fully formed. There's nothing lacking. Dahainu chamisha chadashim lebehem adaka, tisha chadashim legaso, kadisa v'rakamad v'charos. You know it's fully formed. Ishari lahakrivo kodim shmona yamin. So you have to wait 8 days In other words, this is the root issue. Is the reason that we have to wait 8 days by a carbon only because there is a chash nefel, and therefore you have to wait? Similar to, why do we have to do Bidyon HaBen only on day 31 after 30 days have passed? Why? Because there's a chash nefel if you have to wait. So maybe by animals, it's only a week instead of a month. So is that the only reason they have to wait? So then, Lu Yitzuyer, if I would know that it is full term and not an Eifel without the 8 days, I'd be able to be makrav it before? Or do we say, no, it's more of a Xeris HaKasiv? And there might be other reasons that Bezeshon will get to soon. Ishari Lakriva, Kodem Shmona Yamim. That's his Shaila. So he quotes a Gemara from Mesechah Shabbos, Kuflamet Hey, Rishim Gamliel Omer, Kol Shashab, Beshloshim Yom Ba'adam, Einon Eifel. That's the Pidyon HaBen Gemara. Shenemru Fduyomi Ben Chodesh Tifte, Shmona Yamim Bebehema, Einon Eifel. 8 days with the Behemah, not an Eifel. Harei Svirle the Rashbag. The time at the Krah, Kadesha Yetze Mechlal Nefel. Sounds pretty explicit. The Gemara there in Shabbos. Day 8, no more Nefel. Imkein, Kol Shia Danu Shekolo Lo Chadashav. Harei Yatze Mechlal Nefel. V'yei Mutter Lakriva, Kol Neshmona Yamim. If you know for sure, it should be Mutter to be Makar before. And if you want to say, maybe Kolo Chadashav is only something that helps by a person and not by an animal? No, you find it even by an animal. He quotes other cases. So he is noted to say that it should be mutter because it's only based on Nathal. But then he says afterwards, Vahanira etzli tla gravalo mahani kolo chadashav, tegzeres akasavi, tekol shalo avro lav shiva yamim, eno roi la krafa. Even though misvarin makes sense to limit it, I think ultimately it must be Xeris HaKasiv. There's something beyond Chash Nefel that tells me that I must wait till day 8. And even if I know it's not a Nefel, I still have to wait. That's the suggestion of the Mishnah LeMelech. Again, he has the suffix, but that's what he thinks. If you look in the Mitzvot HaMelech, in Rav Semen Sefer, he suggests maybe this now, with this issue, we could get to the root of the machlokas, the Rambam and the Raivit. The Raivit said it's a lava b'mechal asay, therefore it shouldn't be counted. Says the Mitzvah Samelech, maybe if you say that the only reason that you have to wait 8 days is based on chash nefel, so then that's where we would say the svara of the Raivit that you're not allowed, once you shouldn't count it as a mitzvah. But possibly by Kachim, there's a separate element. Wait Dafka to day 8. Separate from the Chashash of Nefel. And maybe that extra element by Kachim is why it's a separate mitzvah. Vahanira bazeh. Dishnei dine mechuzer zman namru b'kachim. Chada din mechuzer zman shu mechashash nefel. V'din ze av l'chulen hu namar. V'od din mechuzer zman hanoma rak b'kachim. V'alfin anleh. You'll learn it from the separate, different source. Right? From Psukim. One pasuk says, Shivas yamim tachazimo. Halay lachazi. V'ksivu miyom hashmini v'halo yerotze. Halay lachazi. Right? So you see already, it's whether night is good or not. So the Gemara is machalik between Hakdasha and Hartzah, which we'll Hashem get to. But what do you see from there? There's an extra element. Umavur da'af tachshash nefel paka b'lal shmini v'harayid v'behemas chulin mutol achlo miyad b'layli. You can eat it right then. Mikol makom lahakriva wasura ad yom shmini based on the pasuk of miyom hashmini v'hala. Hari mavur de'bekachim ika din mechuser zman ha'oser ad yom shmini v'din zel la michshash nefel hu. And he says, maybe that is why the Rambam counts it separately. Daha dekrad haram, dekara haram, amlava b'mechala say, haynu rakla ikur dim mechuzer zman, shu mechash nefalim. Achein, the fact that you have to wait till day 8 is not lava b'mechala say, that's an asay. That's a separate asay. Mutter like, right? Yeah, you have to be makrav that day and not earlier. So therefore, that's how maybe maybe that's the reason why the Rambam counts it separately. Okay, maybe we'll get to more hashkafic reasons in a couple of minutes. Let us now continue. Mishar Shia Mitzvah. What are some of the svaras behind this mitzvah? Mashik damnu b'inyin ha-karban al-tzad ha-pshat. What I've said in the past says the chinuch. Ki b'koach ha-pe'ulo yis'orer ha-adam lachshar ma'aseyu. His famous refrain, acharei ha-pe'ulos nimshachos ha-levavos. We are influenced by our actions. V'lachein itztava lios pe'ulas ha-dvarim shebehen hachshar ma'isa shlema b'chol kocho. Therefore, we are commanded to go through with certain actions that will help perfect ourselves and hope will be the biggest inspiration for ourselves. Umishlemus ha-karban sheyim iben shmonas yamim v'hala. And the perfect karban is not less than 8 days old. Kodom lachin in a roi l'chadavar. It's too small, it's too little. V'lo yach marish oso la'achlo v'l'schar v'l'teshura. Nobody wants it. It's a plump enough to eat yet. Nobody's going to buy it. You can't give it as a present. It's too young. Only after a week do we say it has chashivas. So if you want to give the carbon of chashivas to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and be inspired by it, so then one has to wait till 8 days old. So idea number one by the mitzvah is this is the nicest carbon to be inspired with. But there are a number of other fascinating ideas. Rav Sarotskin discusses whether this mitzvah is connected to the following mitzvah. The next pasuk, Be'ez Hashem, next week we'll have the mitzvah of Osova es Beno. Lo Sishchatu B'yom Echad. Mother and offspring are not allowed to be shechted the same day. Some of Farshim say that's based on but the part of the Hashkava behind that is Rachmanus. So maybe here too, says Rav Sarotskin, Mitam Rachmanus Nagu Bazeh. Because there's a tremendous love between a mother and child, offspring, the first week. That's why you have to let the mother have it. But it's just that parents love their children their entire life. But by an animal, only for a little bit. But once the egel gets more than a week, there's no specific connection. And when they get older, they fight each other. And that's why the Torah says, let it be with its mother. And even though lehedyot is mutter, Lishchodo so bo bayom, aval asoni gezel bo oleg, but al karbano. Kadosh Baruch Hu, karbanas have a higher standard. She naki mitzar habehema, she tiskageya albana biyoser. Fine. But, says Rav Sarotskin, this is nice and beautiful and wonderful, but, mikivan, once we learn, which we'll get to later on, but we're gonna learn that even to be matish umachusar zman, that also is included in the Yisod HaRaisa, not just to be makrovit. So what do you mean matish? It's still by the mother. Alina Lahaklish is Zeres HaKasav. I would think, you know, maybe it's Zeres HaKasav. It's not based on just the Rachmanut. So we have, to be inspired by it, it has to be a Chash of Karba, number one. Number two, the suggestion of Rachmanus by the Azayim LaTorah. The Shibali Haleket, Rav Sidki Arofe, has another suggestion. Amazing. He says, and this is an Os Pei Beis in the Shibali Haleket. He quotes, we say, every Shabbos Musuf, Tikanta Shabbos, what's he, Zekarban Oseha. You created Shabbos, Hashem. Ratzisa karbanoseha. You have been merutzeh with the karbanos. Ask the Shibali Haleket. What, the weekday karbanos aren't merutzeh to Hashem? Only the Shabbos karbanos. V'chi karbanos Shabbos who rotzeh? Karbanos achol ein rotzeh? Atmaha? Elakach pirusho. Says the Shibali Haleket. Shalo ratzisa shum karban ela imkein avar alav Shabbos. You didn't want a karban. You can't be merata with a karban unless it's already had a Shabbos. V'chenim refers to p'sikta, the sharo keves. That's what it says in the p'sikta. V'yeshivas yamim tachazimo, Rabbi Shua desichnin, b'shem Rabbi Levi Omer, mashal, l'melach shenichnas v'medina v'otzi kruz. A king goes to a certain city and he puts out an announcement. V'yomar, kaladam lo yeru fanai, ache yeru p'nei matruna t'chila. You can't come visit me unless you see my officer first. Go see my officer, and then that'll get you ready to see me, and then you'll come see me. Kachamar Kodesh Baruch Hu Yisrael, that's what Hashem told the Jews. Al tagrivu lefanai karban, asha taver alav Shabbos. Shein zayin below Shabbos, vein mila below Shabbos. Right, 7, waiting a week till day 8 means you've had a Shabbos. Even by an animal, the animal achieves more chashivus spiritually after being alive for a Shabbos, and that is why you have to wait till day 8. Lakach yister, that's why it says, tikanta Shabbos, you made the Shabbos, and once there's a Shabbos, ratzisa karbonoseha. So every animal has to pass through a Shabbos, and then it can be a karbon, every day of the week. Ratzisa karbonoseha. The lashon ratzisa al shem, where does the lashon ratzisa come from? Umiyom hashmini vahala ye ratzeh, lakarbon ishal Hashem. Unbelievable. That's where the tefillah that we say every Shabbos morning. That comes from our pasuk, says the Shibali Haleket. That is the Shibali Haleket. He's not the only one that links, right? This is also what's said in terms of a bris milah. Why is bris milah on day 8? So the Gemara Nida says bris milah is on day 8, so the husband and the wife could hug each other on a daraisa level, right? Because now they're in Yimei Tohar. After the first week, they're also daraisa to each other. So you may tumah. But that's what the Gemara says. But there might be another reason why you have to wait to make sure that every boy goes through a Shabbos before he has a bris milah. Rabbeinu Bachai himself links bris milah and our mitzvah today as well. Rabbeinu Bachai in Parshas Lech Lecha, Perek Yud Zayin, Pasuk Yud Gimel. Rabbeinu Bachai says, the Derech HaMedrash. I'll start with the Derech HaPshat. It says, Vayisa Brisi Bivsarchem Lebris Olam. My bris should be in your flesh forever. Al Derech HaPshat Tam Amila Lios Os Kavua Bebasar Alamunas Hashem Yisrach V'Yichudo. It's os of a bris with emunah b'Hashem. Lo Yishtanav Lo Yasim Imenu Bein Michayim Bein Lach Harmisa. And it's there eternally. Even after a person dies. It's there. V'hinehu nichnas be'emunas ha'yichud. V'yalderach ha'medrash, the medrash says, mitzvah mila hike'inyin karban. The mitzvah mila is like a karban. And that's what the Pirkei Derabbi Elazar says, that Avram was mal yitzchak shechashuva kemincha al gabi ha'mizbeach. U'kishem, says Rabbeinu Bachai, shedam ha'karban lekapara al ha'mizbeach, kach dam ha'mila mechaper. V'yalkein, mitzvasa b'yom ha'shmini. That's why it's yom ha'shmini, ki ha'karban lo yichshar ha'yom shmini, sheneamar yom ha'shmini v'hala yeratzeh. Because that's a karban is only good from yom ha'shmini, meal is like a karban. U'kishem shekasuv ba'karban, v'ochlu osom asher kupar bahen. Just like by a karban, achila plays a role, she'achilas ha'karban lechapara, kach Yisrael osin suda b'yom ha'mila. So too, Jews make a suda. Special din of the Sudas Bris Milah. We don't even invite to a Sudas Bris Milah, because if somebody doesn't come, so then rejects the invitation. That can be terrible. You're rejecting a mitzvah d'oraisa. That's what we're only, we give hodaos when the bris is. V'yod gadol kocha yosim in a karban. And then the Rabbeinu Bachai even adds that milah is even greater than a karban. Shakarban b'mamono v'hamilah b'gufo. A karban is with his mamon. His milah is with his guf. Be'ever shakol gidei ha'ivarim niksharim bo. A limb that all the other avarim in the body are connected to. Asher mitam zeh nikra rosh hagviya, klomar rosh kol haguf. V'yalkein chashev lo la'akeda v'zevach ki'ilu akat es atzmo. That is Rabbeinu Bachai connecting again our mitzvah to the idea of bris milah. You need day 8 because you need to have passed over a Shabbos. That's the Shibali Aleket says, Tikata Shabbos, Ratzisa Karbonoseha. As well, there's another idea that some of the Mefarshim mentioned. It's a beautiful essay in the first Kol Tzvi that discusses Mechusar Zman, and he also says there that it is based on 8 being Lamala Menateva, and you have Chanukah, and all the other 8s that we have in, and you have Shemitah is the 7 cycles, and then after that is the 8th, that's Yovel. So again, 8 is always Lamala Menateva. So when you bring a carbon, Lamala Menateva, that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. Okay, let's continue. Says the chinuch. So again, but just to summarize, you have the chinuch, you have the it should be chashuv, you have the zayin latorah, who suggests rachmanis or gezeiras hakasev, and you have shibali leket, it has to pass over a Shabbos, or you can have number 5, it has to pass over teva. Midini mitzvah. Some of the halachas of the mitzvah, mashar mizachonim levracha, shetarim shlo yigiyazmanan, shein asurim lekarban kamo behema shlo yigiyazmana. By birds, there are different rules and regulations. Torim have to be older. Bnei Yona have to be younger. We quoted in a couple of years ago the Ramban al HaTorah, where the Ramban says Dafka Torim have to be older because Tor is known as monogamous. They only have one mate forever. Ratza betarim agdola b'aver prishusan v'dafkan b'yadua mehem. If they lose their ben zug, they don't go after any other. Lo yidavik ba'acher la'olam. V'chein Yisrael devukim b'Hashem Elokeihem. V'lo yidavku b'kel el acher la'olam. Yonah, only the young ones. Because when they're older, they get very jealous. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants the young ones. Okay, but that's some of the rules. So again, birds don't have the specific 8-day rule. It's just when they get a certain color, as the Gemara talks about, sihuv v'chulu. V'darshim b'zachanu, v'zachanam l'vracha, Chazal also darshim, based on this pasuk, every phrase in the pasuk is excluding another karban, ki yivaleid prat liyotzei dofen, shabazal karban. Yivaleid means a cesarean section born animal, is pasal karban. Tachas imo prat liyasom, yasom means an animal whose mother died in childbirth before they were born, that also is pasal, that which will lead to the rachmanis idea. Umin Adom, and he talks about other halachos that I learned that from this pasuk. Let's go though to the end. V'noheges mizvana bayis bezrechekuna. This mitzvah applies to kohanim. Ki lohem mitzvah sakarban val yadam yiskarvu, because they bring the karbanos. V'heim huzru min adome be'inyan. So really, I would say, says the chinuch, it only applies to kohanim, but the Rambam. The Rambam quotes, and there are many sources that say this. So it's not difficult that the Rambam quotes this. The Rambam says, even if I am makdish a mechusar zman, I am violating this isser. I'm not going to get malchus again, because you don't get malchus this isser at all. It's a lava ban chalase. But the Rambam says, being makdish a mechusar zman is like being makdish a balmum over. and therefore even Yisrael could violate. Says the Chinuch, Nira Midvar, if she was sober, Shechiyah Mitzvah Zu Al Af Al HaYisrael, HaMakdash Oso, even on the Yisrael, the Kiva Chakain, and if that's true, Yesh Lan Alom HaLadaito, Shechiyah Mitzvah Zu, Bein Bakon, and Bein B'Yisraelim, B'Zacharim U'Benekevis. It applies to anybody. Anybody can be Makdash an animal. And therefore, the Mitzvah would apply to all. So that is the Ha'ara of the Chinuch. A couple of points. First of all, there's a Psikta. Psikta is quoted in a number of this of the Svarim, where the Psikta says there's even a lechadchila to bring the carbon on day 8. Similar to Bris Milah. Again, that's an extreme formulation of the connection between Bris Milah and carbon, but that is what the Psikta says. Just to end off with one thought I saw in the Meo Serenu Hayashan, which is a Drasha Sefer, he has that if you have the next three mitzvahs that we have coming up, today's and the next two, we have number one, Mechusar Zman, number two, the Isra of Osov Ez Beno, and number three, Karban Todah. Karban Todah, V'chizid B'Uzerach Todah Hashem, L'Sonchem Tizbachu. So he quotes there that by these three mitzvahs, the halacha of Laila means something else in every mitzvah. First, you have Sharo Ches Vayez Ki Yivaleid, Vayeshivas Yemim Tachazimo. What does Laila mean? Lel Ches. What's the halacha of Lel Ches? We read the Gemara before. Lel Ches, it's mutter to be makdish, but you can't be makrav yet. The Isra of Hakdoshas Mechuzer Zman does not apply Lel Ches, but Akrava obviously does. So what do you see from there? Laila is its own time period. It's not like the day before, it's not like the day after. Next, what about Osov Ez Beno? The following night is like the following day. If I shech the mother on Tuesday night after Shkia, I can shech the daughter. It's a different halachic day. So there, Laila is like the following day. What about a Karban Todah? How long are you allowed to eat a Karban Todah for? Yom Valaila. That Laila is like the previous day in terms of halachas. So Laila, in these three psukim, mean three different things. What does it say at the end of this section? Ani Hashem. Ani Hashem, meaning I make the rules. And therefore, even though it means something different in each one, that's what I say. This is quoted from Rav Chaim Zundel. That is an interesting ha'ara that these three have different definitions of Laila throughout the mitzvahs. Okay, we'll have to stop here, but Hashem, we will continue with Osov Ez Beno the next time.